We should never forget how Buddha said in the empowerment, you know, I am the teacher and I am the student. This is indicating his special power. And for example, with Buddhavajrapani, where's it gone? Buddhavajrapani, with this practice, if we understand the, the aspect of Buddhavajrapani, if we understand the meaning behind his wrathful aspect, then it's possible to receive powerful blessings very quickly. You know, for an unqualified practitioner looking at the statue or the picture of Buddhavajrapani or visualizing Buddhavajrapani, it can bring about unpleasant feelings, maybe even scared or something, visualizing this wrathful deity. But if we have the correct understanding that Buddhavajrapani's wrathful aspect, you know, all those terrifying things like his eyebrows are on fire, you know, he's snarling, you know, his wrathful stare, got so many wrathful aspects. If we understand that the purpose or the meaning of this is to destroy our own delusions, then this is wonderful. We can immediately receive powerful blessings through this understanding. It depends on our wisdom. It depends on how clearly we understand symbolism, iconography, or, you know, the representations of how Buddhas can appear as anything. Buddhas can appear as anything. So in this aspect, Buddhavajrapani is appearing as a very wrathful being. But he's not angry with us. He's not angry with us. Same as if we sometimes see a wrathful aspect of Dodishugden, he's not angry with us. He shows this aspect of wrath or anger towards our delusions. So just like the protector, you know, when we perceive the form of Buddhavajrapani, we can feel protected immediately. We can feel, oh, I've got this powerful assistant or this powerful protector who's on my side, who is protecting me from the dangers of all my own delusions. How wonderful. I don't need to worry. I can relax. Yeah? And we can enjoy receiving these blessings. And even deeper, we can understand the function of Vajrapani ultimately is to bestow into our mental continuum the realization of spontaneous great bliss. Ultimately, this is his ability to, if we follow all the way through the practices, finally we will receive this. He will bestow into us this realization of great bliss. The great bliss that gives rise to the final destruction of self-grasping ignorance. That mind of great bliss is so powerful, it quickly destroys ignorance, anger, destroys them completely. There's no possibility of them ever returning. So, so with this kind of understanding, you know, if we are thinking like this when we are visualizing Buddhavajrapani, then we receive powerful blessings. This is one way to apply effort to receiving Buddha's blessing.